Helpless. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. I remember when I was about 5 years old, a salesman once came to our home to sell some kind of alarm system. And to close the deal, he had this little metal dollhouse. He put it on the kitchen table. I'm guessing he had primed it with lighter fluid, and he set a match to it. Instantly, the flames were licking out from the windows. I had nightmares for weeks. There is nothing quite so terrifying as realizing everything you know, your home, your community, could just disappear. But that is what we're seeing in California. I realize California is a special case. It's experiencing what's called negative rain. It's so dry, the air is actually sucking water out of the ground. But here it is November, and it's still happening. And the projections show that as temperatures creep higher, it will happen more frequently. So, do we blame man-made global warming, or is this just the way nature has been cleaning house for millions of years? Probably both. But at this point, what does it matter? Whatever it is, we're not ready for it. Our current national security priority in California has been to protect it from that caravan, which is fine. But national security also needs to include finding ways to keep entire suburbs from burning to the ground. There are now 5,700 soldiers helping to fortify the California border. But it seems to me that what would really protect California would be to build better fire breaks.